Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Do check out our website, philhenryshow.com. I don't know what's on it. I think there's some interesting things. You can check out our sound archive. We have a sound vault, so you can check out past shows. You can check out the variety of guests that we've had on our program. You can look at a list of events and appearances. For instance, I am going to be honored at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles on I get this out of my mouth. Crozier's over there. Not that you can get a ticket for it. It's sold out, man. But you can read up on how bitchin' I am. Anyway, so there's crap there. PhilHenryShow.com. Check it out. Bill Keisling, our webmaster, he's out of his mind. So the whole thing is, it's great, I guess. That's what they tell me. There's a little poll there that I think we've had like 123 votes. So obviously ain't nobody checking out this. There's a poll there. What would you like to hear other than my show? Is it crappy?
What should they put on in place of
me? Yeah, what should they put on in place of me? So anyway, look at it and you know, or not, as the case may be. PhilHenryShow.com. Here is a story from Fort Worth, Texas, about a guy convicted of shooting his wife, then returning to finish her off when he found he had more bullets in his gun. And he was sentenced Friday to 4 months in jail. Now you say, holy geez, what are they doing? Now listen to this, because you're familiar with this. I've heard of this. We all have. There is this sensibility in America and maybe in the world that when a man finds his wife fooling around with another man, that it is automatically almost quasi-justifiable to shoot her. Jimmy Watkins, 34 years of age, was sentenced by a state judge one day after jurors who found him guilty of murder recommended he receive 10 years probation rather than the life prison term. That was sought by the prosecutors, by the way. Under terms of the jury's recommendation, the judge could have jailed Watkins up to 180 days before starting the probation. The judge decided on 120 days. So the judge basically gave this cat 4 months in jail, and the rest, I guess, the next 10 years, the guy's on probation. Prosecutors have vowed to bring Watkins back to court for attempted murder for shooting his wife's lover in the same angry confrontation in the Watkins rural home northwest of Fort Worth last December. The boyfriend who is with the wife got up and did, I guess, what most men would do. He ran. The jealous, angry, crazed husband pointed the gun at this guy, tried to pop off a couple of shots, and the gun jammed or otherwise misfired. So this guy, boyfriend, scot-free. The woman is shot. She's calling 911. This clown is in his car down the road, looks at his gun. This is another one of these, you know. In other words, if this guy had walked into a brokerage house or a McDonald's or a schoolyard or something and did this, we'd say that he's not only is he whacked, this guy belongs in a rubber room for the rest of his life, because we've heard of these people pumping off shots and then, oh, look at that, the gun's empty. Well, time to reload, as people are crawling under tables and otherwise just running for their lives. These guys are standing there. Oh, look at that, man, the gun's out. Well, it's a good thing I got another clip here in the knapsack. And they reload. This is what this guy did. Oh, I got more bullets in the guy. Turned around, went back, shot his wife. You say, well, this is insane. Let me tell you something. You're aware of this, perhaps. Maybe you're not. This notion that it's all right or is somehow understandable that you can shoot somebody because they're screwing around on you, because this is your wife. And I, by the way, I don't know if this applies to wives shooting husbands. I don't think it does. I bet you could check the Texas state law and find that it's perfectly all right, or not perfectly all right, but there are overriding, mitigating circumstances when a husband who's pissed off shoots his wife because she was screwing around on him. And yet, if the wife were to do that to the husband, no go, baby. That's not, you know, that ain't happening. There is prejudice, and there is social prejudice, and there's all kinds of stuff that feeds into this that maybe we don't understand. It sounds outdated. It sounds anachronistic almost, and yet there's a level in each and every one of us that understands this, right? Guy's angry, shoots his wife, she's screwing around with a guy. There's nothing that'll piss anybody off more. It's understandable. It's justifiable homicide, and that at least will keep those guys from screwing. By the way, of course, even in the state of Texas, where you'll only get about 10 years probation, 4 days in jail or 4 months in jail, or whatever the hell this guy got, this don't keep nobody, no wife, no husband, from screwing around on their spouses. The law probably designed to do that. by God, this will stop that at least. You know, we can't keep them from the schoolyards and coming into a cafeteria and the post office. Well, that's a whole different thing. But by God, these guys, they're going to screw around on their wives. The wives are going to screw around on their husbands. This will stop that. Not. They're still doing it. Is it nuts? Sure, it's nuts. Does it make any sense? Well, no. But do we believe in it? And will anybody change this law anytime soon? I don't know. I mean, you know. I was 24, and I was messing around with a married woman. Was down in Orlando, worked at a radio station down there. Lady I worked with, her husband called me up 3 minutes before I was going to go on the air. One morning, many years ago, and he said, Phil... I said, yeah. He said, you screwing my wife? He says, because I found a note from you in her purse. And I said, you know what? Yeah, you got me, you know? Yeah. He says, you know what husbands do to guys like you? I said, you know what? You know where I am. I'm sorry. You're right. I ain't running. I'm right here. I mean, you know, you got something to say or you want to do, I'm you know, whatever. I mean, I was just young enough either not to give a crap or figure, well, maybe I was young enough and smart enough to realize, well, nothing, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Yeah, here I am. Yeah. Well, what happened was he had a friend of his who was a guy that I knew very well and liked. We went out and had lunch, this buddy. He says, hey, how's things going, Phil? Oh, great. You know, everything's great. Or, I mean, I don't know. Stuff's going on. He didn't reference this incident at all. He knew the husband, and he knew me, and we're having lunch. And he says, Jesus, you know, I'm reading a really interesting book. Oh, yeah? It's called The Valachi Papers. You ever read that? No, I know. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's about that that mafia guy, right? Yeah, the guy turned on the mob. He went in front of the federal, you know, went in front of Congress. You know, it's an interesting thing. He saw something happen. I said, oh, really? What was that? Yeah, some guy was screwing around with a mob guy's girlfriend, and you know what they did to the guy? I said, no, they cut his balls off. I said, really? Yeah, it's really interesting. You ought to read the book. Okay. As I'm getting my whatever omelet, my cheese omelet, I'm going to tell you right now, I have never, and I'm a married man now. This is many years. I've been married going on 3 years. I have, well, 2.5 years. I have never done that since. I've never done that since. Some guys make a freaking career out of it. Some people think that it's really not their problem. It's the spouse who's screwing around on the other spouse. That's the problem, and they're really not involved in it. I have never gotten involved in that since because, Jack, you want to, I mean, if you want the real quick, easy, paint-by-numbers, step-by-step way to get capped in your head or ass, or both, that's the way to do it. So that was, I learned my lesson. Now, Mike Schaefer, my producer, who's recently married, told me a hell of a story before we went on the air, Gretchen. He had to tell it to you, I'm just kidding. Had something to do with the Olympic Gardens in Vegas. But anyway... So I'd like to know what you feel this hour on the idea that if it is a murder of passion having to do with the infidelity of a spouse, that in some way it is mitigated in the eyes of the law and that, therefore, a guy ought to be able to, you know, sort of step off after 3 months in the joint. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here with this guy in Fort Worth who has been given 4 months probation as the result of shooting his wife. It was a crime of passion. The jury, straight off, man, said a recommendation of 10 years of probation because when you're talking about excuse me, when you're talking about shooting your wife, when you're talking about a wife being unfaithful to a husband, and he caught him dead to rights, he caught him there in the house, that it is understandable. And there are mitigating circumstances. A crime of passion, therefore, all right, live, you know, let him cool his heels for 3 months in the county lockup or wherever the hell they're going to put him in prison. And then he walks out, and that's the end of that. That's the name of that tune. That's a law in Texas. I don't know how many other states have that. I don't think they got it in California. I would be interested to find out. But I sure as hell have heard of this before. And I think it was far more prevalent early on in this century than it is now. Here's Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Salt Lake City.
How are you?
Good, doing good, thanks.
Good, man.
As far as this goes, I mean, if you catch somebody in the act, I mean, especially your loved one, somebody that you're married to, if you have kids, in the matter of fact, if you step up and see, you know, your wife, in my case, if you see your wife in the act, you know, that's, there's no far more violation than as it goes. As far as the partner or the gentleman that would be having sex with my wife, so to speak, if he doesn't know, that's not necessarily his negligence. You know, be more on the part of my wife.
So what do you tell me? It's okay to not shoot him, but to shoot her?
In the crime of passion, boy, I don't know what I would have to say. You know, seeing my wife with another man, you know, there's no further mistrust, because who's to say she wouldn't do it again?
You know, I know a guy that this happened to. He walked in on his wife and this guy. His name was Shorty, by the way. Used to work construction work with this guy.
Right.
And Shorty walked in, saw his wife and the guy, and she was frightened. She said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And he said, I'm just going to go in and take a dump. And he walked into the bathroom, took a crap, and loaded up his stuff into a suitcase and split.
See, that's... he had time to think about it. I mean, you know, if you give that much time to a gentleman, and he goes into the bathroom, and he has time to sit down and think about it, and loads his firearm and comes back... Well, then, you know...
No, he didn't kill her. He went in, took a crap, loaded up his suitcase, and split.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if he came back and shot the gentleman after that, then that's his negligence. You know, he's got the time to think.
But what about just going in and taking a dump and then leaving?
He's a respected man. I will give
you
that.
You say that's a better man than you or me, huh?
I guarantee that, because I...
Well, that's what we ought to be talking... That's what we ought to be talking about. You know, if he can do it, then we can all do it.
Yeah, some people have a shorter tolerance, though.
You have a good lunch.
You walk down the street, and, you know, somebody bumps you on.
Yeah, but if you got a shorter tolerance, that doesn't mean, well, you got a short tolerance. Let's let this guy off. This guy doesn't have any tolerance at all.
By no means. There's no standard. There's got to be a standard for everybody, because you can't do it case by case. I agree with that.
All right, so how about this? You can't shoot somebody.
You can't shoot somebody.
Right. How about that standard? Is that all right? May I ask this question? I don't mean any disrespect at all. You're in Salt Lake City. Are you Mormon?
No, by no means.
Because, you know, obviously those cats have got a real heavyweight thing going with marriage, some, anyway, the ones that practice that, the polygamy thing.
Correct.
So I would imagine in the great Salt Lake City or in Utah, there's a real, I mean, there's a mania there that may not be anywhere else.
There is quite a mania. I mean, people return from their missions and they're, you know, up and get ready to marry.
They go on mission and they're ready to get married 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So what are you telling me, man? It's all right to do it?
You know, let me put it to you in my prospect and the way that I look at it.
All right.
If I can't trust my own wife, then yes, I'm ready to serve a prison sentence. You know, I don't want to stick in this world if I can't trust my own wife. You know, that's the ultimate commitment. The better commitment than
if
that.
If you can't trust your own wife, children. If you can't trust your own wife.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand what you said. If you can't trust your own wife, then you're ready to go to prison?
She's going to be able to willing to do that. I can't see that happening.
Wait a second. You didn't say anything about her doing that. You said if you can't trust her.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Well, all right, in other words...
I trust my wife 100%. I'm married. I'm a married man.
Right.
But if I caught her in bed with another man, there is no more trust. There's no more her. She doesn't exist. You know, and if I cut up there, you know, if I had time to walk back, you know, and grab a firearm, and if I came back and shot the man... Okay, then I'm the ass.
Now, how come she has that much...
I need to go to prison.
Why do you give another human being that much power over yourself and your life?
You've got to have
why?
That much trust in a relationship.
No, I didn't say... I said, why do you give her that much power over your life?
I don't give her... you see, but...
Yeah, you do, because you're willing
respect.
To sacrifice your life for the rest of your life based upon her actions.
Based upon her actions, that
right.
Has to go with my kids. You know, that's
You're willing to sacrifice your entire life based upon somebody else's actions. Right?
One person's actions, yes, I am.
Why is that, man?
Because I've given everything up for her. Marriage is the ultimate commitment.
What if you just made a mistake and married the wrong person?
I don't believe in that.
You don't You don't make mistakes?
Oh, everybody makes mistakes.
All right, what if you made a mistake and married the wrong kind of woman?
You married the wrong kind of woman?
Yeah. It happens, pal. You know, forgive me. You're 23, dude. Allow me the experience of my years. Okay.
That's fine.
You got a lot to learn about life, and especially when it comes to a woman cheating on you, sacrificing your whole life for that.
You're right.
See what I'm saying? You know, so you're giving up your... What am I doing, the Dr. Laura show here? I'm just wondering why it is that you would give away your entire life because you blew it marrying the wrong person.
Who's to say, though? You know,
who's to say?
It's not going to happen again.
She cheated on you.
You're right. Who's to say it's not going to happen again and again?
Well, you can learn, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You get better with, you know, you get better with age.
You're right. You're right. I'm only 23 years old. You know, and I might be speaking out.
Right.
Of
so maybe you'll find somebody who is trustworthy, right? I mean, you're gonna be checking out for the rest of your life. When in point of fact, it could be somebody out there that you can trust, that you can have a family with, and have a great life with.
But I'm just talking about you see another loved one, somebody that you hold.
Yeah, you get pissed off. Okay. Does that mean that you're gonna check the rest of your life out because you got angry at her? Is all I'm saying.
Because I got angry at her?
You got angry at her, so now you're willing to go to jail.
Well, I guess the first question would be if you did something wrong. You know, why would she be cheating on you if you did something wrong? Then maybe that's why it was justifiable for her to go off with somebody else.
Did I do something wrong? What?
Well, you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Okay. If she's cheating with another man,
yeah,
maybe you did something wrong. You could
okay,
be
fine.
In the bed. Maybe you're not paying attention to her.
Okay, fine. So you're going to kill her for that?
Some men and some...
Hey, look at pal. You don't have to tell me there's a lot of stupid people in this world. I know there are a lot of, and particularly among the male species. We are some of the dumbest that have ever walked the face of the earth. So, yes, some men might do it. I'm just wondering if it makes sense for me or for you or anybody who's got their brain screwed in.
All I'm saying is if it was in the first 5 seconds of me saying it and I had a firearm on me, I would, by all means, I would take care of business.
You take care of business.
Take care of business.
And then you go on inside and somebody else takes care of business with you.
Depending on how it happens, I guess that's how it rolls.
Put a little ugly on, and they call you Mary. All right, man. Anyway, thanks.
Thanks, Conley.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800. Now, we got a guy hanging on the line, who has been involved with a lot of married women. You want to take that call? No. Let's hold him over, okay, because I want to talk to this guy. We got a guy hanging on who says that he has been caught at least 6 or 7 times with married women by their husbands. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
De Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también green card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrhea. Y también de mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. On the line is a caller from Redondo Beach. Now, we're talking about a man just given 4 months in jail and some 10 years probation for shooting his wife to death when he found her with another man. In the state of Texas, at least, this is considered to be a crime of passion. It is almost considered to be an understandable action, and therefore one does not get the mandatory, what one might in another state, for instance, life in prison or death. Now, this guy, keep in mind, not only shot her, but when he was driving away, he realized he had more bullets. He turned around and went back and finished the... This is a terribly sad story. Finished the job while she was on the phone to 911. It's caller in Redondo Beach. Now, I asked Mike to hold you over. Sir, you say that you've been with 6 or 7 married women?
Phil, yes. And I really would try not to give my name if it's okay.
No, that's all right.
But I have been with married women in that situation. And I wanted to ask you a question first. The guy that she was with, he was not killed?
No, he was not.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, it has been my experience, and I'm speaking from experience now. It's been my experience that guy, the man that the woman was with, could have cooled the situation out had he had presence of mind, okay? You can be confronted by an angry husband, all right? And I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but probably about, like I was telling your screener, you know, about six, seven times in my life.
How old are you?
I'm 28. So
so you've been sexually active for a long time?
Yeah, since I was 14.
Since you were 14?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've you know, for better or for worse or whatever, I mean, I kind of know my way around women a little bit. And I've, unfortunately, you know, I've been involved with married women, and I have had this situation. And
all right, why do you think that the guy that she was with could have cooled it out?
Well, I think the first thing you do, I mean, I totally understand how emotional it is, but you got to break it down step by step. Okay, first thing you have to do, and I did this with a man who was pretty big. I mean, he was a lot bigger than me, and I was with his old lady, and we just, we'd knock one off in the afternoon, you know, because I'd worked with her, and we went back to her house, you know, we were in her bedroom, and her old man comes in, and the first thing you've got to do is you have to let cool heads prevail, because it is really an emotional situation.
And well, what did you do?
Well, what happened to me was this guy comes walking in the bedroom, and I'm with his old lady, and like I said, I just got done, you know, I just gotten finished about, you know, maybe like 10 seconds before the guy comes in, and I turn over and I look at this guy, and this guy is big, and this guy is pissed off. And I said to him, you have to understand something, okay, that I said, let's cool out, you know. And I told the guy, I said, we got to cool out. I said, you need to understand, you know, that she had certain sexual needs, and all I am is just I was there to provide the sexuality for her, and that she loves you. And you got to understand, this doesn't mean she don't love you, okay, man? You know, because you got to get their attention, all right?
You're talking to an enraged husband, all right?
That's right. I mean, they're pissed off, but you have got to understand that what you do is you say to the guy, you know, she loves you. She just needed a little bit of, you know, sass. And I'm very, one of the things, Phil, is I'm very good looking. I mean, a lot of women come on to me, and that's just kind of the reality of my life. And I am, I don't know how to say this, but I'm very well endowed, too. And
okay, all right, I got it. I got your credentials, okay?
No, I'm not trying to brag or anything.
No, I understand.
But so I explained to this guy, you know, obviously I'm very good looking, I am well endowed, and your wife just needs sex. She still loves you, and this is not about her not loving you. But I know that she loves you. She just has some sexual tension. And you calm the guy down that way. You tell him there's no need for violence. You know, you can say to him if you want to that you didn't know she was married. I mean, I knew that this one chick was married, but it wouldn't make any difference. I mean, I could say, you know, I didn't know. And gradually I was able to calm this guy down. The other thing, I was aware that she was married, but it's beyond my control anyway, because a lot of women just come on to me, you know. And
so you're telling me...
But what I'm saying is I reassured the guy that he had nothing to fear from me. She didn't mean a thing to me. That I was just, you know, we were knocking one off early afternoon. I explained to him that we'd had a couple of beers at lunch, so, you know, she's not having no control.
What happened?
The guy understood. He left the room and, you know, gave us a little bit of privacy, you know, and we were able to, you know, maybe knock one off again, and then I left. And that's happened about three, four times to me. I mean, a couple other times I had to run out a bedroom window. But mostly, if I can talk to these guys, I can cool them out.
Would you mind staying on the line with us? Because that's a very interesting story. And it's also pertinent, I think, because of the fact that this other man involved got up and ran. Let me go to a phone call here in Granola. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. And is the gentleman in Redondo Beach there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
As far as I know, they had a law in Texas that if the spouse caught their partner involved in sex with another person, they could kill them both and not even be arrested.
Is that right?
That is. Now, I don't know if that there's a law or was the law. But when I was down there...
Is you married?
50-some years ago.
Oh, you were married 50 years ago.
What?
Are you married now?
No, the guy I married is dead now.
Oh, the guy you married, he's currently dead? Was he shot?
Huh?
Was he shot?
No, he...
You wasn't running out a bedroom window or nothing?
He finally died of cancer.
He was
no prize to be married to.
Is that right?
But anyway,
did you ever fool around?
With everything as it is, I heard the story.
So you say this guy?
When I was down in Texas over 50 years ago, that they had a law down there that anyone caught in such a situation,
get his brain blown out.
Partner could kill them both, and they wouldn't even be arrested.
So this guy you were married to is a real dick, huh?
Huh?
The guy you was married to is a real dick.
The guy I was married to was 6'2".
Asshole.
But.
Oh, yeah?
He had about as much principle as nothing.
A real piece of crap, huh?
What?
A real piece of crap, huh?
That's right.
You ever bang around on him?
Nope.
Never messed around on him or nothing?
Never played around, never.
Wow, that's too bad.
He did his own self in lots of ways.
Wow, what a story.
That's wild. Did he bang around on you?
He was a drill sergeant in the Army, and he knew all the rules.
Say that again.
And he knew that the Army provided their personnel with treatment centers. If they became sexually involved, they could go to the treatment center and get treated. And they had that paper, and they ever came up with a disease, there would be nothing done about it.
Can I ask you a question?
What did he do?
What did he do? That's what I was going to ask
that. When the 45th Division got transferred up to Massachusetts, he went out messing around.
Oh, the 45th,
Yeah,
the 45th, right. Bunch
yep,
real,
and
real
he went out
there,
fooling around.
Yeah.
And
got a caught in a tank truck.
Picked himself up a disease and got busted flat, which was for the duration of the war.
Let me ask you a question. Why didn't you shoot him?
I wasn't where I could.
You weren't in the right state?
No, and didn't have a gun anyhow.
They should have got a gun and just blowed him away.
Well, guns cost money, and I didn't have the money for the gun.
What's he look like?
Huh?
What do you look like?
What did he look like?
No, what do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yes, ma'am.
I was a very beautiful young woman.
I'll bet.
I'm not joking.
I didn't think so, but other people did. He was joking.
Huh?
Yeah, I said he was joking.
So the idea being that this clown, you know, he's out of your life right now, and that's good. That's good for you, huh?
I'm surviving.
Still got your teeth? You still got teeth?
What? Don't make that much difference as far as surviving concern.
Boy, I hope she answers the right way. I'm going to ask a big question here. Does she still have her teeth? Ma'am?
A few more?
You still got your teeth?
Huh?
Do you still have your teeth?
Do I still have what?
Your teeth.
My teeth?
Right.
No. I've lost them one by one.
That is so great. That is great.
Yeah, I had beautiful teeth.
Who cares?
As a matter of fact, I had such beautiful teeth that people would accuse me of having false teeth when I was around 20 years old.
Your teeth were so beautiful, people stole them.
Well, it's like this. There is more to existing in this war world than being born beautiful.
I bet it feels wonderful.
To be born beautiful does not solve any problem. In fact, it may lay the whole world on you as problems.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about not having no teeth, you know.
Forget about the fact that she doesn't have any teeth.
I just can't get past that.
That's fine, okay?
Hey, listen, Gummy.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's a very nice call, and we appreciate that.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you something? Do you wear those fake Halloween teeth, when you know, like those vampire teeth?
Okay, thank you, dear.
When it comes to Halloween, anybody ought to check that out. And if you know what it's all about, you would not touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Halloween?
That's right.
You got it.
It is horrid.
It sucks.
And everybody ought to check it out for themselves.
Got it. I'm going to check that Halloween stuff out, man, because I hear it blows.
What?
I'll check it out.
You check it out, and you'll find out it is one of the most horrible things that people ever hatched up.
I'll tell you, you are sweet.
And
man.
I was always bewildered as a kid. What all this you know, the witches and the the half moons and the
Do you want to dance?
Cats and all of that stuff.
Right.
Why those art projects for Halloween? Well, I was much older before I learned what it was all about.
Listen, the bars
and when I did,
I
said, no more Halloween with this house.
Can I get you another drink? The bar's going to close here in a second.
What?
Hey, listen, Pink Lady or something? All right, never mind.
I can't hear you.
You just sit there. I got to go to the can. I'll be right back, okay?
Oh,
this is great.
Know.
I don't know what time you got to be home, but I'm having a great time.
I don't have to. I'm at my house.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. I just got to go to the men's room. I'll be right back.
Bye now.
But we'll be dancing here.
Huh?
Okay.
Bye now. I can't hear you anyhow.
This is a little shit, y'all.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Now let me have at this gentleman on the line. You were playing a little bit with that older lady that called in.
I just thought she was cute.
Now I found out from my screener. Your name is Chris.
Yeah, Phil. But I'd rather not give my last name.
That's okay. You have been caught by three different men while you were making love to their wives.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And you were able to talk your way out of it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that I was able to calm them down. I think the reason why I called in is because I heard about that guy who was, you know, with her, and he ran out of the house. And I think that's the first thing you don't do. The first thing you do, if you're any kind of a man, is you're going to stay there. And
well, the guy had a gun.
I think you need to just calm the situation down, explain to the guy that your wife doesn't love me. You know, she loves you. She was just, for us, it's just sex, you know, and then she was just using me as a sexual situation, because that's what I did with this guy. I mean, he came in, he was a big guy, too, but I was able to cool him out. I just explained to him that his wife had biological needs, that, you know, that she had biological needs that I was able to meet, and I was just fulfilling the biology of it, you know. Because there's a certain biology of it when it comes to sexuality, you know. But I told him that I know that she loves you. I tell him that, you know, there's no need for violence. The Bible don't say nothing about the guy who's not married. It's about, you know, the woman. But it's beyond my control because I'm very good looking. And, you know, and women come on to me.
Now, you're telling the guy, you explained to this, and this was a married man.
This was a woman's husband, right.
And you said to him, I'm very good looking, and
well, I didn't need to say that. I mean, but I'm just saying to you that I am very good looking. I'm very well endowed, you know. And that was basically my take on it. So that's what I was saying.
All right, let me go to. I think I got. Is this Atlanta? Is this Atlanta?
Atlanta,
go ahead,
Atlanta.
Sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This guy, Chris.
Yes, how you doing?
How you doing?
Real good.
Basically, you should be strung up. Because
I'm strung up.
Moral values. You knew that this woman was married?
Well, I mean, I didn't know, and she told me, but I wasn't sure.
She told you before you laid in her bed?
What's that?
She told you before you laid in her bed?
I don't remember really.
You don't really remember a little?
Not really, no.
Well,
but the point is, I'm not the one that's married. Okay, she's the one that's married. She's the one that's supposed to be faithful, but she don't love me. She loves him.
She loves him. But if she loves him, she wouldn't be in bed with him, with you.
Well, but that's different, okay? Because what I'm all...
There's no difference, man.
All I'm talking about is fulfilling the sexuality.
Hey, screw sensuality.
I'm talking about...
There's no sensuality in...
Dude, I got to ask you to kind of watch your language there, okay? Because he let out with the S-bomb.
Well, I mean, all I'm trying to say to the guy is that I know that I'm not married. She is. I'm not violating nobody's marriage vows. She is.
Okay, sir, could you watch your language?
You violated marriage
yes.
vows basically when you
okay.
slept in bed with her.
But the fact is I was able to talk this guy down. I was able to calm him down and tell him that ain't nothing going on, you know. I mean, all I said is
hey,
I told the guy.
Come down from New York or California, and you come down to Atlanta, Georgia, you calm me down.
What?
I said, you come down from your Yankee state or your Midwestern state, and you calm me down.
Yank what?
You wouldn't calm me down because I would be all on you.
Hey, dude, I don't know if you know it or not, but, like, well, I don't want to upset you, but the North won the war.
Hey, North won the war.
Yeah, okay. I just thought maybe I'd direct you to Encyclopedia Britannica, man. I mean, all I'm saying is that if you were standing there and...
All right, hold on for a minute. Let's do this, okay? The guy in Atlanta and the guy here in Redondo Beach. Why don't you guys do what they do in psychology called psychodrama? So what I want to do is I want to put you guys in that room. The guy in Atlanta, you've walked in. You see this guy in bed with your wife. Now, I'll let this guy... Okay, that didn't work.
What'd he say?
Well, you heard what he said. He laid that S-bomb, and then he just dropped a little F-U. Basically, you said, how you doing? And he said, F-U.
Well, I mean, this guy is, I don't know what he's talking about, Yankee State.
He's talking about some other crap. Let's go to Rock Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to know how you're going to do that when I got a 357 in your mouth, sir. How are you going to do that?
I'll take the gun out of my mouth.
You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that.
And I'll say to you, buddy, you're giving up your whole life for this, you know, broad.
But I'm not in my right state of mind. I'm going to blow your head off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get you in your right state of mind. I'm saying, look.
Not, because I'm not going to give you a chance. I'm going to blow your head off.
Here's the whole deal. Obviously, I'm really good looking because you'd be able to see that I'm really good looking.
Well, I don't want to have sex with you. I want to blow the top of your head off.
And
what
your
do I
wife,
care how good you look?
Because your wife couldn't, you know, that's why she's having sex with me. And after I explain that to you, then you'd feel better.
Yeah, I'd feel better about blowing the top of your head off.
No. You say that now, but...
No, I'd say it then, too. In fact, I wouldn't say anything. I'd pull the trigger.
Yeah, then you go to prison. I'm trying to keep you from a prison sentence.
Well, if I'm not in my right state of mind, I'd like to know how you're going to keep me from a prison sentence.
What I'm saying to you, I'm recommending to you to get in the right state of mind. Because I got to tell you something. I know martial arts.
Oh, I know 6 years of defensive karate, too. So
well,
I mean,
there's no way you pull a gun on me.
Why not?
Because I'd take that thing out of your hand.
Well, what are you going to do with it then?
Let you play with it for a while.
Oh, yeah?
1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show.